Hadley sidled up to me and said, you know, the vice president is down in the bunker, and you need to go down and tell him Dick Clark and I think he needs to relocate to one of the evacuation sites for continuity of government. He didn't actually give me a note. It was an oral message. I think the thing in here said note, so just for the record, it was an oral message, not a note. So I actually was, I was badged as, you know, emergency staff in for continuity of government purposes, in case Scooter wasn't around and the vice president had to be evacuated. I would have been the national security person to be evacuated with, but I had no idea where the Presidential Emergency Operations Center was. I'd never been down to it, so it took me a while to kind of work my way down there. And it got stopped by the Uniformed Secret Service at several places. All of them have had their Uzis out, and again, you know, like, I have the bright badge, yeah, but who are you? What are you doing? Why are you here? They finally called into the PIOC, you know, and said, oh, Eric Edelman is here, and they said, let him in, for God's sakes. So I went in, and the vice president was there, Scooter was there, a lot of people. And Nick Callio was there, I think, who was the head of White House Legislative Affairs. Secretary Mineta was there. Secretary of Transportation was down there.
What was it like?
Condi came later. She was not there yet. It was extremely tense. While we were there, I think shortly before I got there, the planes hit the World Trade Center. And, you know, the timeline's a little bit vague in my head because, you know, it took me a while to get down there. And then once I was there, the television was on. And we were getting reports of car bombs by the State Department and elsewhere. Those were all turned out to be false reports. And so I went and I gave Cheney the message, and he said, no, he said, I'm not going to leave here. He said, I've established communications with the president here. And if I leave now and I take a helicopter, it's going to be 45 minutes before we have communication again. And it's too much time to lose. This thing was built to withstand a nuclear blast. You know, I'm going to stay here. And go back and tell Hadley and Clark that.